South African Airways took to the skies last week, 18 months after its planes were grounded when the airline went into business rescue. The airline's revival raised eyebrows as its private sector partner, the Takatsu Consortium, was not involved with the airline's operations. The government and the consortium announced a few months ago with great fanfare that Takatsu will pump in 3 billion rand into the SAA over 3 years and will receive a 51% shareholding in return. The Takatsu Consortium consists of the infrastructure investment firm Harith and the aviation group Global Aviation. On the line is Takatsu CEO Gidon Novik. Gidon, thank you so much for joining me. Why were you not in seat 1A when the first plane took off?
Why? Rake, I wasn't offered that seat, unfortunately. They always put me at the back next to the toilet.
So what happened? Why wasn't Takatsu operationally involved when the airline took to the skies?
We're still busy with the transaction. It's a complex one, lots of moving parts, long legacy, as you well know. And we're taking our time. I mean, we've got to do it properly. We've got to do it right and work through the complexities. And in the interim, there was a decision to get started. And, you know, I guess timing just didn't, it wasn't appropriate for us to get involved in the relaunch that took place last week.
Well, the deal was announced in early June. It's now 3 months later. Was it the intention in June to be part of the whole relaunch of the airline?
I think it would have been ideal, to be honest. I mean, it did make sense to do it all in one. But I guess, I don't know, from my experience, not only in this particular transaction, but these deals always take longer. You know, everyone always sits down and says, let's get it done. Let's, you know, get it done quickly. And inevitably, it does take longer than what everybody would ideally like.
So what are the outstanding points you still need to agree on? Because it does sound as if there may be a bit of friction when you are probably now looking at the fine print.
Yeah, there is friction and there should be friction in a transaction like this. It's a significant transaction, you know, not only in terms of the, you know, the value, but in terms of the significance to, you know, to the country, to, you know, state-owned enterprises, government strategy regarding state-owned enterprises. So I think it's got to be done right. Certainly from the consortium's point of view, it's got to make commercial sense. And, you know, there's pieces that need to be negotiated, the value, the, you know, terms and conditions, and, you know, it's got to be done properly.
Well, I think what was surprising was that government was prepared to offer a private sector company a majority stake in the airline. Number of 51% was mentioned. Is that one of the sticky points that...
No, not at all. So that's, you know, we wouldn't be involved and we wouldn't be, you know, in the process if it wasn't for that. I mean, that was absolutely necessary, that it is privately controlled and commercially run. I mean, I think the two come hand in hand. And so absolutely that's agreed and we'll be part of the deal.
There were reports that one or both of the Takatsu shareholders, Harith and Global Aviation, withdrew from the process. What is the status on their involvement?
No. Both are involved. I mean, Harith is the, you know, the key strategic funding partner, and Global and the team at Lyft are involved as technical partners, and so it's very much intact.
And the 3 billion funding, is that still available?
Well, the 3 billion is an estimated commitment over time. It's certainly not an upfront commitment. As we learn more and more about the business and the business plan, we're getting a better sense of the exact quantums involved. But there certainly will be a significant upfront investment into the business. Importantly, that it's going to be going into the business and not, you know, not a purchase of shares or not a quantum for a purchase of shares. But the exact quantums of investment are one of the issues still being negotiated.
So how long do you think it will take for you to actually put ink on paper?
Sure, you know what? I'm actually not even going to give a timeline because you just can't predict these things. On the one hand, we want to do it, sooner rather than later, but on the other hand, we've just got to get it right. And I think, in my mind, that's more important than speed. And if it takes another few months, then so be it. But it must be done right, and it must be there's a lot of parties involved in this transaction, as you can imagine. And I think to get everybody into a place that they're comfortable and happy, and also more importantly, just to give the South African public the confidence that these types of deals can be done and can be successful, I think is critical.
Who are you negotiating with? The SAA management or their board or the Department of
No.
Public Enterprises?
No, it's the DPE. I mean, they are the shareholder. And they are the party that's relinquishing 51% of their shareholding, and they are the counterparty. And they've actually been really good counterparties, negotiating partners, tough when they've needed to be tough. I think fair overall. And obviously there's a lot of just a plethora of issues to be negotiated and discussed.
It sounds as if the attitude has changed since the announcement. We spoke shortly after it was announced in June this year, and you were very, very positive. And it almost sounds like you're a lot more reserved now. Was the deal maybe announced prematurely before you actually had to talk about the key elements of the contract?
I think the intent is very much still there, right? Both parties want to do the deal. I guess maybe naively we thought it could be done a lot quicker, but the intent is there. And I mean, we still very much want to do it, and want to do it right. And if it takes a little bit more time than what we initially anticipated, then we need to be a little bit patient.
Gideon, thanks so much for your time. Dit was Gideon Navek, die uitvoerende hoof van Takatsu. Nerina, interessante ontwikkelings.
Ja, ek dink dit is daar's duidelik nog baie dinge wat nog nie heeltemal duidelik is nie. Dis natuurlik 'n heel wat kleiner SAL waarmee ons nou te doen het in terme van die grootte van hulle. Jy weet hoeveel vliegtuie hulle het, hoeveel staf hulle het en so aan so. Mens sal graag wil sien dat hierdie ding op 'n kostebewuste manier wel, jy weet, van stapel gestoot word. So, ons sal hierin maar moet ophou en kyk wat gebeur.
Ek het ter voorbereiding van die onderhoud het ek gaan kyk op die SAL se webblad. Ek wou gaan kyk na vliegtuigkaartjies en daai vlugte wat hulle het is vol. Meeste van die goedkoop kaartjies soos mense maar seker kan verwag, lyk my is uitverkoop en is vir die volgende week of so. So daar is 'n vraag na die kaartjies.
Ons het merkbaar minder vlugte as wat hulle ooit in die verlede gehad het, maar dit is tog goed om te sien dat daar is wel ondersteuning daarvoor. So kom ons hoop hulle kan hom maak werk.